Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the North Shore 9 post-game show sponsored by Primanti Brothers. Tonight is a special night, folks. Not only do you get a chance to win two free Primanti Bros sandwiches when you comment hashtag raise it in the comments, so spam that, but also this is a special night because Doug gets to cover a Mitch Keller game. But unfortunately for Doug, it's a complete game from Mitch Keller. Doug, how does it feel to be so wrong?
Oh, I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. My frustration has never been with Mitch Keller's, you know, statistics or so to speak. Mitch Keller should do this every game. This is why Mitch Keller's frustrating. He's not Chad Kuhl in his debut against Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers and just having a out-of-body experience. He's not Stephen Brault throwing 142 consecutive fastballs. You know, no, he's a very extremely talented pitcher. But that's often how he doesn't pitch. This game makes me even more frustrated because this is what he's capable of. This is what he can do. Yet, you know, the Pirates take him to a 4-run lead. What does he do? He tries to give it right back. Fortunately, the Angels are as inept on the base path as the Pirates.
I think he's just a guy who trusts his defense because, I mean, who wouldn't trust his defense? And it works. Nonil Cruz with a beautiful throw to strike out Nolan Schanuel at the plate. I think he knows how to play baseball. I know there are some people who think he doesn't know how to. I think he's good. But let's start from the beginning. So I think we have to start with Mitch Keller, as we already have. 9 innings, complete game, only one run allowed, which was off of a Zach Nado home run. 5 strikeouts, 5 hits, 1 walk. 109 pitches, very efficient. You're right. He's a very talented pitcher who does not always show up. But tonight, he was absolute nails. And he did it without striking out a whole lot of people.
He did. When he found his mojo, right, a year and a half ago or whatever it was, he was getting ground balls. It was sinker and lots of ground balls. You know, then last year he sort of, you know, became a strikeout pitcher. And it was funny because we were concerned. We're like, man, the guy gets a lot of double plays. He's putting a lot of guys on base. But then, you know, that was not the issue last year when he was pitching well. He was getting, you know, strikeouts and just cruising along, and he was terrific. He is, I mean, again, this is why he's so frustrating to me. He, you know, listen, they're not a sponsor yet, but it's only a matter of time for PNC Bank to sponsor us. And brilliantly boring. That's what I want from Mitch Keller, right? I want him, you know, he doesn't have to do what Jared Jones is doing, but I would like to see the consistency of Jared Jones. Right. I mean, it's As soon as they stake him to a 4-run lead, we had a double and a grand slam in the same inning. And he comes out and gives up single, double, and then, gets out of it with a lot of help from the Angels. It's fine. I'm not expecting perfection, but do you feel comfortable that his next start is going to be as good as this start? I certainly don't. He's that talented.
If his sinker works the way that he was working tonight, because that was the big thing. His sinker was doing really, really well. His sinker was keeping guys. Yes, they were hitting the ball, but they were a whole lot of ground balls, a whole lot of pop-ups. And yeah, did he get hit hard sometimes? Yes. But so not only was his sinker working, he's finally started throwing his sweeper more, which is probably his best pitch this year. And so it looks like hopefully a good going forward of like, this is the pitch mix. Like you're not going to get 9 innings every time. And I don't think it's fair to expect him to have the consistency of Jared Jones. I don't think that's a fair thing to hold him to, but yes, I think.
Why is he's a 4 or 5 year veteran now?
Because
it's not fair to expect him to be consistent.
No one is doing it.
I'm just expecting consistency in his style of pitching. I'm not expecting but we should be able to count on good starts from Mitch Keller game to game. I mean, let me get this out there. He was fantastic tonight. I tip my cap to him. He was terrific. But he wasn't necessarily terrific in his last start, and I'm not sure that it'll be terrific, and he's capable. We've seen it. He's seen it. And he does dumb stuff. He's still wanting to throw that stupid cutter, which gave up a home run. You're right. The sweeper's probably his best pitch. Why doesn't he throw that more? Why doesn't he pitch to contact and get ground balls more? That's been his best thing. I get it. Strikeouts are sexy. Watching Jared Jones, you're like, all right, I want some of that too. But he should be a better pitcher than Jared Jones at this point. Again, it's from a consistency standpoint, not from talent, arm talent, that sort of thing. I'm not going to, what Jared Jones is doing is historic. I'm thrilled that Mitch Keller did this, and I'm hoping that he does it again in 4 days, or 5 days. I think they have a day off this week. But that's what we need from him. That's what he's capable of, and that's what we should expect. And it shouldn't be woohoo, such a celebration when he has a good outing.
I think that normally I'd agree, but when you pitch a complete game, which is just so rare these days, it earns a little bit of celebration. Like I am one of the most pessimistic Pirates fans that I know, and I'm not going to have anything bad to say tonight because Mitch Keller gave us a quality 2 hours of baseball. But yeah, I agree.
He was outstanding. He was outstanding.
But no. And so we have one more. So Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB and NBA or NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds, lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today to use your mobile device to get in on the action. And this is Bet Online, where the game starts. Thank you for sponsoring us today.
Exactly. I use Bet Online today, just so you know, and I placed a little wager on old Mitch. So, I had faith.
I look forward to them sponsoring many more shows. Maybe I don't gamble. Maybe I'll hop on. Maybe I'll hop on myself.
There you go.
But and I never thought, like, maybe if I hopped on a show with Tyler, we'd hear so much negativity about Mitch Keller after a complete game shutout. But Doug, you have exceeded my expectations. You have exceeded my expectations, Doug, and it's impressive.
No, I'm here. Yeah, here to serve. I'm here to serve.
Best start of the year from Mitch. For me, I kind of just threw away, like, when I, cause like, if you look at his stats, you're right, it's not very appealing. Like it's not, hasn't been good. I kind of threw away his first two starts of the year because he was just being stupid, and that's not Mitch Keller. Like he was throwing his cutter.
Where is it?
His fastball velocity was down. Tonight he's hitting 95 miles an hour. Oh, not 97. He was hitting 97.
97 in the ninth. He was he was throwing 97 in the ninth.
He has grown into the season, and it has been a rough. It's been a bumpy road. Like no doubt about it. Like this has been a bumpy road for Mitch Keller this year, and especially when you give him the $77 million, it's not good enough. But I think when you separate those first two starts where he wasn't pitching the way he should be, I think he's been a solid pitcher most of the time. I think. Like, you know, I feel like
I don't think he has. I know that some of our other co-hosts have often said he's pitched well enough to win. You know, that's a pretty low bar. And again, if you give up three runs in five innings for this time, you have certainly not pitched well enough to win. But that is not the pitcher's fault. That is our terrible offense, which came through tonight, but in one inning only. It's I'm still not ready to, you know. But
you know what? If my pitcher goes nine innings and he struggles in one inning, I'm okay with that. And he does give up the home run, and like the home run is off the cutter because the cutter sucks, and he should not be throwing that pitch. He is not a cutter pitcher.
Somebody in this organization, somebody, you know, none of the catchers that have yet to tell him, you know, Oscar Moran, Haddad, you know, Bob Nutting, I don't care. Somebody tell him you can't throw the cutter anymore. It's that simple. You're not good.
Yeah, and like I get what they were doing because they made him dump his I think he's pretty much dumped his curveball and changeup, which were awful pitches last year too. But the cutter's not good either. But I mean, today it has been steadily dropping. Like in the beginning of the year, he was throwing that pitch like 30% of the time. Today he only throws it 21% of the time. And honestly, it was, besides his sweeper, not a whole lot of pitches were getting hit as hard. Like, so again, he was fantastic. He was amazing. And so,
yeah, he was great. I mean, again, it's a complete game. Complete game in this era.
I have zero issues.
No, I have no issues with this game. I mean, again, I have no issues with this game. He was awesome. I hope I see this kind of outing again. Again, he gave up a solo home run. Big deal. He gave up a solo home run. He had a four-run lead. Big deal. What comes next? What comes next? You know, like, do you expect, because Omar Olivares or Edward Olivares, had a, you know, a grand slam and a double, that he's going to do that tomorrow? No, I know. I mean, lots of people have great, you know, one-off type moments. And I just want to see this kind of, and again, it doesn't have to be this good. He can go seven innings and give up two runs. You know, I just want to see this from Mitch Keller consistently. And I guess maybe that's an unfair expectation, but he is our best pitcher. He might not be able to hold on to that mantle for too much longer, as both, you know, Jared Jones is looking like he means to, wants to be the best pitcher in the world, and Paul Skenes is coming. But I don't want him to be the 4.75 career ERA guy either. I do want better than that. We did sign him. We give him his catcher, you know. We do, you know, we definitely cater to him. He was great. He was great tonight. I loved it. I enjoyed it. But we need more of this because our offense is still not exactly firing all cylinders. Has been better the past couple of games. We're on a three-game winning streak. So,
yeah, we have won three straight. And honestly, for me at this point, we haven't had a whole lot to be excited about except Jared Jones starts.
Right.
So I'm going to take this one night complete game. I forget, did he throw a I think he might have thrown a complete game last year. Maybe I'm thinking of
Oviedo. He did against Colorado. Yeah, right around the same time of the year.
Yeah, and so, like, you don't get to see it very often anymore. Mitch Keller was amazing. And, yeah, but the offense was okay.
It was better. It's been better, right?
It's been better. I think the most encouraging thing to me is that, like, even though we only had six hits and we only got runs off of one at-bat, the ball was being hit a whole lot harder today. than we have usually seen from this Pirates team. And Brian Reynolds was locked in tonight. So the Pirates score four runs, all in one inning, thanks to a grand slam by Edward Olivares. That is his first extra base hit since April 9th, which is crazy to think about.
It really is.
But the Pirates score four runs on six hits. They also draw three walks. And they Tyler Anderson didn't look great tonight. I think the Pirates took advantage.
Yeah, they did. I mean, again, you got doubles from Kutch, Olivares, Brian Reynolds. You got the grand slam from Olivares. As Tyler, you know, often says, good things happen. You got to hit the ball over the wall. Yeah. And we hit the ball over the wall. And it was the difference. You know, that was the difference in the game. Tyler Anderson has been pitching well this year, so you can't say, oh, it was some slouch or anything like that. You're right, Brian Reynolds. Brian Reynolds looks locked in. Like, I'm expecting Brian Reynolds to keep this up for a little while. He looks like he's about to get on one of those heaters he gets on.
Toby Keith has been working miracles on it so far. Beer for my horses just must really get the blood flowing for Brian, because ever since he changed the walk-up song,
that's all it took. You know,
he's like, I don't coach, but Tyler does, and I'm always kind of like about the superstition of baseball players. But the fact that Brian Reynolds is killing the ball after changing his walk-up song, of all things, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, it really is, because I'm the same way. It's like, you can wear the same socks every day. I don't care. You know, I mean, it's if you believe it, if it makes you feel better when you're standing there in the batter's box, you know, go for it. It's fine. Usually talent and a good approach supersedes, a superstition. So,
yeah,
that's what I would prefer to say.
I agree. But no, not a bad showing from the offense today. You know, again, hitting home runs solves so many issues. You don't have to. So many things just become easier for you when you hit the ball over the fence, and something we don't really do too much. But tonight won the game. Like, without it, we don't score any runs. So, Olivares comes in clutch. He has two hits. He's really been struggling. Kutch has a double, like you mentioned. Like, I can't tell you the last time we had four extra base hits in the game.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's shocking. You know, hearing the crack of the bat is just like, oh my God, they hit the ball hard. I almost don't care if it gets caught or not. It's like, that was a hard hit ball. That's a start. That's a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. We're not playing, this little streak's not against the best teams in baseball, but first of all, you can only beat who's on the schedule. And secondly, you've got to beat the teams that are, not as good as you or as you hope to be. So, again, let's take this series and take that momentum into my most hated team, the Cubs. So,
yeah. Yeah. And I do want to, before we move on to other stuff, I do want to touch on O'Neill Cruz as well. Only 1-for-3, but no strikeouts. But, man, he faced – I think he got a hit off a lefty today, but I don't know what's happened in the last week. He looks so much more comfortable at the plate. And his defense has calmed down a bit, I feel. He had that – I know he botched that error. Like, he did have an error, but then he immediately followed up with a very smooth double play. I think he's looked a lot more relaxed in the last week.
Yeah, I agree. Since we saw him, hitting his head with his bat not too long ago, where he just looked lost and just the body language was just so bad. And the frustration was written all over his face. He clearly, you could tell he's not having a good time playing baseball. Mm-hmm. And he needs, he's the kind of guy that needs to be having fun, right? He's got that kind of personality. He needs to be having a good time. And then I think from that, we're going to see some productive offense and better defense. So yeah, you're right. He did. He looked a lot more relaxed tonight. I hope his ankle's fine.
Yeah. And I will eat the errors. Like, I can deal with some errors here and there when you have the ability to make throws like that, to get runners out at the plate. I mean, it helps that Chanuel, for some reason, decides not to slide. Right. Joey Bart, the easiest tag in the world.
The third base coach did not tell the guy what to do. He just stood there until he was past third base and then said, oh, go run. I mean, it's very, very Pirate-esque. But it doesn't matter.
Sometimes they give that to you.
Yeah, who cares?
However you get it. If we're sitting here talking about a 4-2 win where Mitch Keller gives up two runs but goes the whole way, you know? Like inconsequential.
Only gave up one, right? He only gave up the one.
Yeah. And we're,
but yeah, had the other one coming streak.
Three game win streak,
right.
It's against really bad teams. Like this is like the dregs of the league, like the Angels and the Rockies. But when you don't win for 2 weeks, little things like this mean a lot.
Well, and the reality is too, is that I don't care who we're playing. I don't care how bad the team is. My only, expectation is that they win the series. Baseball, you don't win every game of baseball. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers are going to lose 50 some games this year, maybe 60, right? So, again, just take two out of three. Just keep at it, grinding away. You continue to do that, you'll get the record straightened out and get on a roll.
So I'm not able to include this with it doesn't work anyway, but yeah, no, I agree. Just you got to keep winning games, is the small things, and like the offense is like slowly waking up. There's still a lot of issues. Like, I think we were 1-for-5 today with runners in scoring position. I remember, like, it's all in the past now, but before the Oliveras home run, when Connor Joe comes up to the plate and Weekly pops up, I think everyone collectively in their living rooms are like, here we go again.
It was like, oh no, if Connor Joe, our only, along with Brian Reynolds now, our only real effective, consistent hitter. And he does, oh, it's like, no. Right? And Oliveras has been pretty bad lately. So it was great to see. It was great to see that, somebody other than Connor Joe and Brian Reynolds could produce. Like I said, it was great to watch the ball go over the fence. He made a nice catch tonight as well. Oliveras, nice game for him. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't, he's not the player of the game. The player of the game is Mr. Mitch Keller.
It is Mitch Keller. And one last shout out on the offense I think is worthwhile is McCutchen, because I also think he's been, I really think out of all the players who have the stat line that they have, his is the least deserved. Because he, even in his age, is taking really good swings. He is driving the ball. He got a double today.
Yeah.
The one thing I would say is he's definitely showing his age in terms of speed.
Promptly thrown out of third, right? He
couldn't score from home on that Reynolds double. No, it was another good solid outing from Andrew McCutchen.
DiNardo and Jim were talking about that this morning on Starbucks, that it looks like he's coming out of it. And yeah. So seeing that double tonight, it was encouraging.
Yeah. And like, I think even when like in his slump, when he was striking out a lot, like he was still taking good at bats. He was getting kind of screwed by the umps a lot, like a lot of looking strikeouts. But life is a whole lot easier when your numbers 1 through 3 are actually getting on base. Hayes gets on twice today. Reynolds gets on twice. McCutchen gets on twice. That's big stuff.
And yeah, exactly.
It's what we've been missing. Well, it's really, really basic, but that's what we've been missing from this team.
Right. I mean, we've made it easy for guys like Austin Gomber. I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, I bet against him every single start, and it's a profitable system, And then he comes and he looks like Cy Young against the Pirates. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and he's not the only, just – awful pitcher that is just had his career high in strikeouts and his career high in innings and his best start of the season. So hopefully, like I said, this offense, we've mentioned a lot of different times, 1, 2, and 3 go 0-for-13, and then 3, 4, and 5 are 0-for-7 with, 6 strikeouts. And, so we've had some of this. So when, again, you have a couple guys throughout the lineup, consistently getting on, putting pressure on the pitcher, putting pressure on the defense. We've made it so easy for him. Yeah. Some guy flukes his way to first base and we don't move him. We don't budge him. It doesn't matter. So,
but today was different. Today was different. We actually, I really felt like we made Tyler Anderson work a lot. Even, and I think I, you know, you want to score more runs. I think we should have had more than four runs, but it's the baby steps. It is the baby steps.
Yeah, yeah. You want them to tack on, right? You get a grand slam. Now just manufacture a run, walk, whatever, hit and run and a sack fly or something of that, whatever. Just, add a run here or there. But it was a really good game. David Bednar got to sit down and watch. Right, so we got a complete game outing, which is just, I think we only had, did we have more than one last year? I know Keller had one. I don't know if anybody else did.
I think Oviedo had one. I'm almost positive Oviedo had one.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, again, it's when we're trying to figure out, was there one other one? They're very, they're very uncommon. So, yeah.
Is it time to give away sandwiches, Doug?
Absolutely. The people are here for the sandwiches.
So we're going to give everyone a minute to submit. If you have not yet, please put hashtag raise it in the comments. If you would like to be entered in a chance to win two free Primanti sandwiches, if you do win, just DM North Shore 9 on Twitter with your address and information so we can get those tickets out to you. I will give everyone a minute while we are waiting. If you are interested in supporting us further, please become a member by hitting the join button on our YouTube page. Only $1, I believe. And we're working on benefits. It gives you access to a unique chat in the Discord and other fun and other things like watch-alongs. We had a watch-along last week. It was a lot of fun with our members. So if that interests you, please join the Discord.
Subscribe,
a lot of people talking every single night in the Discord. It's a lot of fun. All right. I think
we've got a great chat group. We sure do. They make it so much more fun. So keep it up, guys. And ladies.
All right, let's go. Congratulations, Chris, on winning. Congratulations, man. So please make sure you get your information to at North Shore 9.
So close, Bucko Mike. So close.
I was cheering for it. I saw Bucko Mike's name.
It popped that. I thought for sure. But, it's kind of like Wheel of Fortune. It just ticked two more times. Bankrupt for Bucko Mike.
Maybe next time, Bucko Mike. All right. Well, do you have anything else to add, Doug?
No. I want to say congratulations, Mitch Keller. Wonderful, terrific job. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for us. I can hardly wait to your next outing.
And tune in 5 days for when Doug is ranting and raving after Keller throws a no-hitter.
I hope you all.
Tomorrow,
when people say they hope they're wrong, I really hope I'm wrong. So I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong.
And hopefully to see his entire pitching staff keeps going. I think Greg Brownson on the show today, the starters have had an ERA south of 3 the last 3 weeks or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, pitching is the only thing that's kept us going. We've got some good pitching and it could get better in a week or two, hopefully.
Tomorrow is Quinn Priester bump day. He's going against Patrick Sandoval, and it's a 6:40 first pitch like tonight. So make sure you tune in and then watch the post game after that. But
it'll be me and Tyler tomorrow. I can hardly wait to talk about Quinn Priester. He's had two good starts in a row.
That'll be fun.
He's had two good starts in a row. I'm looking forward.
You're manifesting a third. But thank you guys for joining us. Have a good rest of your night. And let's go, Bucks.
Let's go, Bucks.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can. And we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you. And let's go, Bucks.